I'll edit it out. What? It's fine.
Let's help her.
Disgusts.
Where we discuss.
All right. Welcome to High Energy Listening, where we discuss interesting yet unimportant hot topic issues.
Comedically. We're comedic.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
No current events.
Exactly.
This is Sarah Ruth Blake.
Eric Risk.
Meg Scanlon.
Guys, I'm really excited to see you this week.
I know. We had a little bit of a hiatus. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, since last week.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now, yeah, also, I think I'm going to date us on this one just because this is important. We braved elements to here. Superstorm Thor.
I thought you meant our age. Why are you going to date us? And I'm like,
no.
Eric, there's snow.
Superstorm Thor.
Is this called Thor?
Thor, yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that
movie. You didn't see that? I didn't see the movie, but I saw the news and they called it Superstorm Thor.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So if you're outside, get inside immediately, because you might die.
There was another one. Oh, I can't remember. It was when I was shooting this like zombie thing, this zombie comedy.
Oh, you told me about that.
Yeah, it was really fun. And we were shooting outside and it was not snowing, but just extremely, extremely cold.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of it was like by the subway and down in the subway where it was still pretty cold. But yes, and that one had a name. Weird name too.
Like, what was the name?
I don't know. Superstorm something. Guys, I don't know. What would have come after J? K or L?
B of G, H I J K.
L? Like? Was it like?
J K.
So guys,
what was
I don't know.
Yeah, Katrina. Was it Katrina?
Hurricane Katrina?
No, not Hurricane Katrina. Superstorm.
Snowstorm.
Oh, I think that name's like forever retired.
That's right.
Right?
Oh, that's right. Because it's right. Because it was so horrific.
I don't know. Maybe not.
I think so.
You guys, I don't know what I'm talking
about.
No, I think.
But yes, there is a superstorm. What would you say? 3 to 5 inches?
Outside right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say 3 to 5 inches of sticky snow.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad out.
It's a moist,
hashtag bananas,
snow.
Hashtag NYC nonsense.
Oh, definitely.
Hashtag, I was standing in on something recently, and a big person that I'm a huge fan of, and also Meg is a huge fan of, said on set, "This is bananas," which is something Meg says all the time.
We have been saying, not knowing that me and this person share
Can I say? I didn't sign an NDA.
All right, say it.
Say what the show is.
It was for Molly Shannon. I was standing for Molly Shannon.
Who I love.
Yeah, she's hilarious. She's funny. She's hilarious.
Yes, I was Mary Catherine Gallagher for like more Halloweens than I could count. Wow. Yeah, just put on a plaid skirt.
Yeah.
Well, then I also, in high school, I played field hockey and lacrosse, and you would get like the uniform as a plaid skirt. And then I'd be like, let me just wear this for Halloween. Put on a sweater and like a headband. I already have the same hair color. Yeah.
Easy
But you'd have to roll it up so it's like inappropriately short as hers was. And wear like some, then when she like would crash and fall into like some folding chairs. And...
Would you do that?
No, that would hurt.
Yeah.
But one of my favorite though ones was the one where she was like Seinfeld was the guest and she was like flirting with him and she went to the Catholic school, and I can't remember, but he didn't go to her school, and they were like, is our love forbidden? Because we're not the same religion.
Same religion.
And they were like, I don't care. Love is love. And it was like a great comedy moment.
She didn't get very chatty with me.
She didn't?
No, she didn't. Probably... But she's chatty in general. She was just like chatty all over.
Because some people are kind of reserved because they're just kind of tired or focusing or like... have been working for 12 to 18 hours.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of like...
Yeah, you can't hold it against them.
Right.
Hopefully the show will be picked up. It was a pilot. Hopefully the show will be picked up and I'll get to work on it. Because I loved all my fellow stand-ins.
Oh, cool.
Are you done, though, with that? Your part?
Yeah. That's why I didn't get to watch the doc. I'm sorry, guys.
You're
working.
Hard. So, okay, no problem.
Is there anything...
Overnights.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I did some awful overnights recently, too, at the Brooklyn Museum.
Really?
That was for the Jewish, when I was a Jewish man.
For the Jewish. Oh, for that
Israeli-American time.
Okay, they did not select me
You
for
should
that.
Have been selected.
Well, they didn't.
Because there were people that looked like you.
Ethnically ambiguous.
You're ambiguous.
No, but amongst, not, well, ethnically ambiguous, but, like, obviously I'm not certain ethnicity.
What ethnic, like, you know, this is radio. What ethnicities do you feel like you can play?
I don't know. I mean, pretty much I just probably Caucasian.
White and white. That's
no,
it.
But I have gotten a cast as I mean, not that that's, well, now we're getting into not ethnically ambiguous.
Mm-hmm. I think you look
However,
Irish and you're not.
Well, yeah. I am Irish.
Oh, you are
yes,
Irish.
And Italian. Yeah, so anyway, I didn't get called in for that. And there was something else that I think it was in the summer and you got called in for it and I didn't.
Oh,
yes.
That was Ted too.
Ted too.
But that was even more aggressive in their categorization. That was borderline offensive. It was like New York Jew type. That's what it was, which is like...
Is that like a Woody Allen type, or is
I
that
guess,
like a...
yeah, like really stereotypical, like really... And actually, the whole joke was a stereotype, but actually, the movie's not released, so I should not say the joke. I did sign some kind of NDA, so they probably...
okay.
This would get out, and then Seth MacFarlane would call and be like, all right, I will end your non-existent career.
Right. Oh, no, but that one movie that... You got called in for the Israeli-American. I didn't get called in for that, but then they were like, can you come in for a synagogue scene?
Oh, cool.
But I could not because I was already working on something else.
Bummer.
But, so then they did pick me.
Oh,
but
yeah. They thought you were
a synagogue.
Well,
synagogue
guess, no, but that's true because what if I was there, like I went to a lot of bar mitzvahs as a child.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, as, let's be honest, a young woman.
Yeah. Yes.
I was 13.
Yeah.
At the time, 12 or 13 at the time, so technically a woman. And and I went as a guest.
Of course.
But I wasn't, so I don't know. But who's to say? But I like that I have range.
Yeah, that's
range.
Good range.
Yes.
Actually,
yeah.
Honestly, you did not miss anything
I
with
think it's
that
fun.
Either.
Because
it was
like,
really
oh,
boring
it's an
overnight.
Indoor scene.
It was indoors, but
anything
it was really
that's
boring
indoor,
overnight.
I'm like, yeah. I will do it.
Oh, yeah, the Oppenheimer effect. Strategy.
A strategy.
Yeah, the Oppenheimer.
Did I call the effect?
The effect. It's not Oppenheimer effect. Oppenheimer strategy.
Which is what? What is the Oppenheimer
film.
Strategy?
Actually, that's something to do with like weapons.
Oh.
And actually, back in the 40s, Oppenheimer. I think project had to do with like nuclear weapons.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and,
but this is different. It didn't take place in the 40s because we were all
it
you
wasn't
know, yeah, contemporary, yeah, dressed.
Oh, but getting back to so next week for Doc Talk.
Oh yeah,
oh,
next
yeah,
week
next
for
week
Doc Talk. And you can
now,
follow along.
Please follow
go
along.
Go to Netflix.
Oh,
we all know you have Netflix. Everybody has Netflix.
Go to Netflix.
Okay, so just a heads up, this one is pretty long. It's 2 hours, so it's like feature-length movie.
Oh,
some of them
long.
Were just like an hour to four or 45 minutes because they were like kind of a made-for-TV kind of one. But anyway, so this is called The Galapagos Fair : Satan Came to Eden. 2013, not rated.
Not rated.
We'll put up a link
meaning,
to it on our Facebook.
Like, PG-13.
Oh, yeah.
You always think it means like rated like... Well, it's 3.25 stars.
That's not bad, actually.
So
it's
it says,
bad.
This documentary tells the little-known tale of a handful of European dreamers whose relocation to the Galapagos Islands took a tragic turn. It's pretty intense. I mean, just having Satan in the title, you know some stuff's going to go down.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty ominous. But actually, you know, when I think of it, the Galapagos Islands... Seems like paradise. And actually, I never knew where it was. I looked it up. It's near Ecuador.
Oh, did you? I studied them like a lot in elementary school.
You know, it was
like
off the coast of Ecuador? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Like a lot of them are like completely untouched by humans.
Yeah, there's all kinds of.
And there's like many species that
wildlife.
Are like only found there.
Like the Galapagos turtles. That's
well,
the only
probably,
one I
can
think
of. Yes. Or anything with Galapagos in the name.
the Galapagos.
Well,
birds.
But these turtles, as they or tortoises, as they allude, well, that's like right, there's a portion on that right in the beginning of this documentary that these tortoises they know things.
Well, they're pretty smart animals, things. Sure.
Well, but this, sure.
And they live a long time.
Like, oh, yeah, plus, yeah. I mean, who is their predator? Let's be honest.
I don't know. Guys, I don't know. Guys, can I bring up a somewhat serious matter?
Sure.
Oh. Okay, no. Oh, no, not that serious. Not that serious. Okay, so some friends of mine who are mostly non-union are making a SAG New Media film.
Okay.
And they're all psyched because they're all going to get their waivers and get into SAG.
Yes.
And I was like, now, guys, did you do your research? Like, are you sure you want to join right away? Like, and they were like, well, why wouldn't we want to? And so I was trying to come up with reasons for them, because I feel like there are reasons. Like, I feel like people have said that, like, you should join before
there's a
you're
lot
ready.
Of, like, non-union commercials and stuff. But
you
I guess
could apply for all that non-union stuff and non-union speaking roles.
Yeah.
But you may very well not get paid for any of that. So that is
may
what
not
you're
a lot.
Dealing with.
Yep.
But a lot of new media stuff is deferred pay. I don't know. Like, I'm from the... For the listener, I'm from the D.C. Baltimore, so there's like a D.C. Baltimore SAG, and it's like the two cities are kind of together, and a lot of people there are non-union, not everyone, and they kind of like it because they're saying they get called in more for background and for speaking roles and for like commercials, and I think that is true. Like, I'll see postings there for a lot of things that it's like a non-union commercial, speaking role, or background, or like. You know, I think they only take so many SAG people on any given movie as background.
Yes.
But, like, I have dreams other than just doing background.
Of course.
Yeah.
Then, like, I do like if I'm doing background to get overtime, like, meal penalties if you haven't eaten a meal in, like, over 6 hours and you're starving.
Yeah.
Or to get a bump, you know, if you're, I don't know, like. Standing in the mud.
Or just to be treated better in general.
Yeah,
you know,
and like
I mean?
Just the crafty, like, is sometimes really sad and bad for non-union. It's like, I don't know.
I know, that
and
was
like,
ridiculous.
They have
on
like
them,
separate crafty
they have the separate
sometimes.
Ones. That's bad. That's bad.
So for those reasons, so like they're making like most of the time like $90 for an 8-hour day. Which
I think 10
I mean,
hour,
I guess
actually.
You do
10
get
hour
overtime.
10-hour day,
maybe, but I think it's
after
overtime.
10.
But it's I don't think it's like overtime, double time. So that is
no,
one reason
double.
Is
it's
just
time
you get
half.
Paid less as background or for speaking roles. I don't know if you would get residuals. Either if you book something,
no,
a speaking
it's usually
role,
never residuals for non-union stuff.
For like commercials too.
Yeah, it's
and
buyout.
You
usually.
Could just have like a huge speaking role, work a lot of days, and maybe not get paid at all.
Yeah,
that or get paid like $50 for a day.
But also, your friends are gonna have to cough up
or
the joining fee,
the
which
joining
is a lot.
Fee. Yeah,
it's like what, like over $3,000, I think.
Well, right? I was also saying that. That I went to a commercial, like a seminar in doing commercials, and there was two agents and one casting director, and they all said that it's actually it's hard to get work doing union commercials right now if you've never done any non-union commercials.
Mm.
Like, it's better if you are non-union to try to do some non-union commercials.
Sorry, what were you saying?
Oh, okay, what I was saying, somebody at Innovative it was just like a seminar. He was retired for Innovative, but I think their biggest client I think he left before he died, but all right, rest in peace, Philip Seymour Hoffman. And so basically they said, at that point, like, he was big enough. It's like, what can you, like, do for him? It's like, you could just, like, someone calls, he's like, okay, well, he's available, he gets this much, you know, like, at that point, you don't really even, audition or anything. You're like a big movie star. You know what I mean? That's basically all you can do. You're just like a scheduler. When your client is that big, you're like, let me look on the calendar.
Like,
it's like, oh, it's free.
That's
it.
Yeah. Did that answer your question of should they join?
So you guys both think join as soon as you possibly can.
Well, I did. Honestly, I could have probably done some more research, but I was just like, let's do this. Like a professional.
Well, you're
going
to have to, you're going to have to join eventually.
And
I
kind of thought it might help me maybe be able to audition for different things or get called in for more. I don't know if it has, but I think that was
has
what
it got
I
you
thought.
More call-ins for acting tryouts?
Call-ins for acting tryouts.
For acting tryouts.
Nobody say those words if you're a new actor. Yeah, don't use these words.
When you're in an agent meeting.
With your CV on the back. Yeah.
Don't go into the agent.
Hate when you tape it? They hate when you tape it?
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
No, unattached.
Unattached.
Oh, unattached.
Resume. Hey, agent. Unattached CV.
I brought my CV and face picture.
I love send that me Eric out. Uses this
can you please voice. Put it for me and staple it to the back?
Can you send me out, please?
This is a loose ball guy. Oh, we should. Now, Moose Ball is a little different.
Oh yeah, yeah. Moose Ball is a character that was made up on the Nest. Actually, the voice is slightly different.
I don't know, Eric. That sounded pretty similar. Right. That okay.
It's a little different because totally basically, all right. Basically, the inflection's a little different. But basically, they had Moose Balls one time, and they were like the most amazing thing ever. I think we could all account for this.
They were pretty great. They were pretty great.
And basically, like, I think we were enjoying them so much, and we're like, oh, for breakfast tomorrow, I'm going to go to the truck. I would go to the truck. Well, I would not fall for that.
I think what happened is they had them a couple days in the row, then they, like, stopped.
Yes,
them
that's
us,
right.
And we
the
were
peanut
like,
butter
what? Yeah. What's happening?
They were so delicious.
And, like, we were, like, so upset that they stopped just serving them. They had many other desserts to choose from. But so then I think that's when we hatched this plan. And then when this character was born. So, yes, that is
going to the
truck. To the breakfast
truck. And knock on the window, rap on the window, and be like, hey guys, got any Moose Balls? You know, chocolate, vanilla, peanut butter, the huge.
And it's always in that order, the flavor.
Yes. Chocolate, vanilla, peanut butter, you know, the huge. Let's see what they say. And they would look at me like, what are you talking about, you freak? It is breakfast.
Well,
they're not serving Moose Balls.
Well, you're never supposed to go knock on the truck or enter the truck. Yeah, so this character was born.
I wonder who that is.
I don't know if it was for sure on that.
But then there would be Moose Balls on other sets. And then I would definitely take photos
and
send them to you guys.
Them.
Yeah, I'd be like, look, they're Moose Balls. I should have actually recorded a voice message.
There was something about a note, though. Did you leave notes or something? Demanding or like on the agenda.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Or something, or talk about why there aren't Moose Balls.
Yes. That could be on the agenda.
I feel like they were on a lot of to-do lists.
Yes, to-do lists,
like,
talking about
like
Moose Balls.
Yes. Number one podcast, number two.
Moose Balls.
Find, acquire Moose Balls.
And I can never find them, though.
I don't think I've had them
only
on
set.
No, but I don't even think on other sets I've come across them in a while.
I came across them on Power.
Oh,
yeah.
Keep it in mind.
You got to find out who that caterer is. It's probably a specific caterer.
Yeah.
I asked him where he got him from, and he didn't know. He was probably keeping him from me.
But how did you ask him?
I should have. Hey, guys, get any Moose Balls? Where'd you get these Moose Balls from? Tell me.
I gotta have them.
I gotta have them now. You know, peanut butter, vanilla. I need chocolate, peanut butter, vanilla.
There was vanilla Moose Balls?
I think so.
I've never seen those. Peanut butter. For sure. Definitely there was peanut butter.
For sure.
Are there other flavors? No,
there's
I guess
definitely
not.
Chocolate.
Chocolate,
there's
peanut butter.
Wait,
we've established chocolate, peanut butter, vanilla.
I think they had white.
Eric, you're getting Eric to back you up.
I think they had white.
Oh, Eric
chili.
And I talked about this so much.
I didn't always sit with them. Hashtag I sat with Shannon.
Okay.
I didn't always sit with you guys either because
no, we sat
I,
at different tables
well, then,
for lunch,
then
but then
would,
we would sit.
Because oh, then we'd get together.
No, but I like was there like one or two random days.
Yeah.
And you guys weren't there and there were only a few of us and then I kept sitting with those people. But then Sarah and I, our dressing room assigned spots, we were like one number apart.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's how Sarah
like
and I
dressing
met.
Room neighbors.
We were dressing room neighbors.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, and then I like always wanted to sit with you guys on the van or the bus.
Yeah.
I'd be like, can I sit with you guys? Please, can I sit with you guys? So yes, but that is true. We didn't always sit together because I felt very like it was a little like assigned
territorial.
Seating.
Yeah. People get territorial about
where
their
I was like, if I just join your table, people might get weirder than my table said something like, oh, do you know I want to sit with this? And where I was like, oh, I like
they get
you guys.
Offended.
So it got a little like,
a
and
little
I
weird,
did like
yeah.
my table, but it was like.
Then my table was like a whole other. We had like the table in the blowing wind that no one wanted to sit at.
Because of the doors?
Sat there.
Right.
No, next to like the vent that blew out. Yeah, and that's where we ended up sitting all the time for some reason. Shannon and I liked it because there was no competing to get that table. There was nowhere to
No one wanted to sit there.
Right. Exactly. So we could just put our shit down.
I remember that. Even though it was in the summer, it was freezing on the stage, right?
Yeah. Well, but see, I went the random days that I was there before you guys were there, before the joy that is you guys were there. It was not well air conditioned. It was super, super hot.
Really?
And I remember thinking like, oh my God, this is going to be every day.
That sucks.
For the next couple of weeks.
Of your life.
And it's going to be tough stuff. And then I think I even went outside because it's still hot outside, but it's not that like stale air. So I was kind of like, and they had one of those like air conditioning machines that's like not connected. Mm. It's just like a tube blowing just more hot air, and you're like, ooh, boy.
You're gonna be here for 3 weeks all summer.
Well, yeah, that was like, so that was, anyway, luckily not the case.
We could wrap this one up and have a short episode.
Have a short episode. Actually, wait, one quick callback
to
Sarah's hair looks
callback.
Amazing.
Yeah, actually, your hair.
We may have to take some photos.
You're
just
right.
So you
this
can
is
see.
Nice hair. You could
the
do a
hair,
shampoo commercial,
flannel,
right? She could do a shampoo commercial.
Yeah, it's looking nice, Sarah.
Like, I use Pert.
Guys, I had an audition today.
This and the hair flops
Oh,
around.
Like those herbal essence, like,
yes.
You make me
it's I nice. Very full
Messing
body. Very full body hair.
Before we all knew Deborah Messing, I think she was the one.
Oh, she was on those commercials.
Those
really?
Ones?
Is that how she got her start?
Well, because it was, I think it was, like, right before Will and Grace, before we knew her to be...
And that's
super
she's
famous.
Mysteries of Laura.
Saying, yeah. But I think so, guys. Go look up some old Herbal Essence shampoo commercials on YouTube.
But,
Eric?
But
yes,
the callback
for
hashtag here's, and everyone trend this, so maybe it'll trend on Twitter. Vulturing.
Vulturing.
I experienced
an amazing
You experienced
picture.
Vulturing again?
Well, no, I didn't. Well, actually.
Yeah, Sarah, if you have any vulturing stories, because was not able to share her story.
Oh, no, that's right.
Because
I don't have a vulturing
silent.
Story. I don't have a vulturing
but,
story.
But all right, here's, here was the one where.
Like a charmed life,
It totally related, because it was an umbrella that was fully intact that was not yet vultured, but I think because it was so early. Like, this week. It was. Thursday I was running to go to work, and like it was in Union Square, I was transferring. There was a perfectly intact black, not the prototypical New York NYC umbrella, but it was a nice black umbrella. Someone left it on the bench, and it did not get vultured.
You didn't take it yourself?
I had one. And I thought of it. It did cross my mind. I even wanted to take a picture. I did want to take a picture, but I was running late. I was like, I can't. I got to get the other train.
Wait,
I
was
like,
was
ready.
Was it a prototypical one?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, it was
still,
fancier.
But it was fancier. But I was like, I can't believe no one took this. But it was 6 a.m. It was 6 a.m. Maybe that's why. Yeah, it was 6 a.m.
What are you saying? People are nicer?
Well, no, just nobody was around.
Nobody was awake enough to pick up that umbrella.
Yeah, there was not as many people. But I was thinking.
What if you had forgotten yours at 6 a.m.?
I could have taken it. I'm pretty grumpy too. But maybe it did wind up getting vultured, or maybe a happier thought, the original owner got their umbrella.
That is a happier thought.
You know what? If it's 5:45 a.m. and I've lost my umbrella, I'm not going back.
Wait,
it.
Eric!
I'm not.
Going, oh yeah, probably
it's gone. That umbrella's
back.
Gone.
I often just give up hope. Wait, what was Eric? This is in reference to this picture that Eric
my
had.
Facebook.
What was with that chair?
A folding chair. All right, that was ridiculous. There's a metal.
To metal folding chairs that Mary Kathy Gallagher would crash into. She would have crashed into this.
That was chained to a street sign for no reason.
Like you
on the
bike,
streets of
right?
Brooklyn.
Like you would have
at
or,
night.
Or what?
So,
a dog? Tie a dog? Not
well,
not
you wouldn't chain a dog to a fence post.
Right,
that would,
all right.
That would be cruel and unusual punishment.
I meant like
in the
tied,
snow.
I meant like you. If you tied a dog. Okay, I'm sorry. Like a bike.
Okay.
Like a bike. Okay. Go on.
Okay, so anyways, it was just chained up to a New York City street sign at night.
Jumped on me on that
and it was just, chained. It was chained to a sign. So I came up with an insane idea for it's a commercial. It's called Chair Lock. Like, because, I don't know, people steal your folding chairs. Like, I don't know who would steal this chair. It's worth, like, maybe $10. It's like
$10.
They wanted to
be there
leave
for
it
tomorrow.
But then they didn't want
I
someone
guess.
To steal it.
I guess. It was really strange.
Did you come up with like a whole concept for a pilot?
Not a pilot. It was just a commercial. Here's some photo sessions happening of the hair.
Sarah's amazing hair.
Very, very amazing hair. Do some action shots, Sarah. Yeah, whip the hair around.
This is great for podcasting.
Whip the hair around. And maybe it'll...
I upgraded my phone, so you'll have to see.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it looks so
fancy. It's like slightly... I didn't get the... What is it? Six?
It's not the six?
You didn't get the six?
No, sorry. This is the six, but it's not the bigger.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was too big, I feel.
Well, I thought that... And then when I saw it, I was considering it. I don't know. It's nice because you can... Anyway, so this is not it, but this is apparently like slightly bigger than the five, which is what I had.
Yeah.
So it might look bigger.
Cool.
But it's not.
All right, guys.
Cool. All right.
The biggest.
So in closing, everybody,
Eric,
get on.
Think of a pilot regarding a folding chair.
All right. I'll think of a pilot. Design.
Everybody watch the...
Hashtag Brooklyn chair.
Oh, that was the other
Brooklyn
one.
Brooklyn folding
that
chair.
That was the Brooklyn ATV pilot instead of Brooklyn taxi. It's like, because that ATV was chained to a post, too.
Oh.
It was chained to a light post.
Okay.
No, I think you liked that one. That was on Facebook
also. Well, but
also.
I don't think I remembered you making reference to Brooklyn taxi.
Oh, I did.
Eric does not care.
I did
the
in
show
the post.
Brooklyn
I did make a reference to
okay,
Brooklyn
well,
taxi.
Okay, well, I didn't remember that. Right. Sarah, I also like that coat. I'm liking everything.
Yeah, Sarah's definitely impeccably
your
dressed
energy,
today.
Your energy,
I look fantastic.
She
today.
Looks really nice today.
I'm also getting dressed to go to my improv meetup.
And so you want to look nice for that? Okay.
Oh no! I'm just saying why I have to get.
Do you guys
why I'm
look nice
clothes.
For improv shows
I
and or
not.
Rehearsals?
Well,
no,
well, not for rehearsals.
Oh, oh no.
Well, maybe for
no.
the show, I look. Kind of all right, but
oh,
kind
no.
of all right,
oh,
but
no.
but further
I feel like
practice,
you're supposed
no.
to look no. like oh, I'm cool, I'm cash, I don't
cash.
Care, but at the same time,
oh, if you like
doing a show, I feel
a
like
little
for
better.
A show,
yeah.
I feel a little pressure to look like at least like I'm going for an audition or something.
Yes, I
but
agree
not
with that.
As dressed up because it needs to be somewhat comfortable so you can move freely.
You need some movement.
Use
clothes.
Your instrument that is your body.
Exactly.
Be able exactly. to do some physicality, not be limited by heels or a skirt or anything. No, one teacher got real mad if girls wore skirts. Well,
yeah.
I mean, I guess, or if a guy wore a skirt, let's be honest.
Actually, you'd be thrown out of school.
But,
you'd be thrown out of school, right?
But her whole point was that it would, like, limit your movement. And you should be wearing, like, you shouldn't be wearing, like, cute little flat shoes or anything. You should wear, like, clothes you can move around in, which is a legitimate point. Because
right.
in sports. It's likening improv to a sport.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, we need to wrap this up. All I'm right. the one who is making it not wrapped up.
Really?
Let's.
So wait, everybody watch
in it.
Galapagos
pin.
Affair?
The Galapagos Affair, colon, Satan Came to Eden.
Satan
Two
Came
full
to Eden.
Hours.
Galapagos like, Affair, Satan Came to Eden. You
it,
can see it on Netflix.
You can watch it in chunks. That's what I've been doing.
I watched it in two parts.
Oh, guys, so much amazing stuff. I mean, true story, so with all due respect to the people this happened to, but this story has twists and turns.
It's a lot of twists
story.
And turns. You'll love the documentary.
Oh, I can't wait
please
to hear
contact,
people's comments.
Please contact us either on the Facebook page, or I'll even, hell, I'll give you my personal email. You can email me. It is Eric Risk, my full name, ERICRIZK, @yahoo.com. And if you have questions about the Galapagos Affair,
let's talk about
or
this.
You want to talk about
or
anything
aliens
else,
on the
yeah,
moon,
yeah, we'll rehash that. If you just watched Aliens on the Moon,
or if you want to talk about Hot Topic,
or Hot Topic,
Hot
Topic,
Chico's the store.
Yes.
Want to talk about how great Sarah's yes. hair looks,
Robin? I'm talking to you. If you want to talk
yeah.
about Hot
chime
Topic,
in. Chime in. No comment is too small. Everybody who wants to comment,
please.
Just do it. Do
also,
it. What? Also, what?
I don't know. I don't know. That just sounded... No, I was going to say, I think Aliens on the Moon was originally made for the Sci-Fi Channel.
Yes.
That's just a piece
was.
Of info
it
for
was.
The fans.
Yes.
For the fans. I also have some more screenshots on that I want to
oh,
upload.
Do it.
Oh,
so
do it.
Look
yeah, do
out
it.
For that. Well, I've been meaning to.
Those were good alien photos you made of
well,
us. I liked it.
Oh, thank you. Guys, that's an app. I can shout out to the app. I can't remember which one it is. I'll have to look it up. I think... Lab. And also Eric made a great picture. Well, I was gonna say a Photoshop picture, but it's not Photoshop, just a collage.
Photoshop
a collage
incapable,
picture
yeah.
that it involves a vulture that almost looks sort of like a dodo bird, honestly.
Yeah.
A vulture A bag of worms. What else was
a
in
coat.
It? Coats?
Two different sets of bananas.
My coat from Target being shoplifted. Or, yeah. Sorry, being vultured.
Yeah. Spotted bananas.
And some spotted bananas that were vultured from, hashtag vultured from Eric's cart.
Yes.
Yes, and involved all of those things. All right, signing off, over and out.
Yes, until next week, high energy listening.
Oh, Sarah did sing it this
there
time.
There we go. Good work.
Get her to harmonize. Good work. I sort of harmonized with her, guys.
That was
guys,
good.
I almost kind of.
That was pretty good.
Annoying.
That was pretty good. All right. So tune in next week. Over and out.